Well, folks, this is the time of the show where we go out around the world and find someone who's making a difference or who's come onto my radar screen. And I love reality shows. I mean, my wife almost gets sick of me watching reality shows all the time. And we've got a great guest on. He's from Tampa, Florida. He is Delatoro McNeil, and he's doing a reality show called The Keynote. He's also the author of the book, Caught Between a Dream and a Job, How to Leave the 9-to-5 Behind. We're going to talk about a lot of great things with Delatoro right now. Delatoro, welcome in.
Oh, thanks, Coach Pete. It's an honor to be here with you, buddy. How have you been doing?
I am doing great. You know, one of the things about reality shows that I like is because it's a guilty pleasure of mine to watch people stab each other in the back, and that's what reality shows are all about, isn't it?
well, you know what, Coach Pete? Historically, that is what reality shows have been about, and that's why we decided to go in a different direction. We decided to turn this whole show concept on its ear and do something a little bit different. But yeah, that's what makes them so addictive is that, you know, the average person can get a chance to have their, 15 minutes of fame, and they get a chance to kind of be in the limelight a little bit. But, you know, because of my brand and what I do as a peak performance expert, speaker, author, I wanted to do something a little bit different and kind of approach reality television from real reality. Because the truth is, Pete, and I know you probably don't want to hear this, did you know that most reality shows that you watch on television are actually not reality? They're actually scripted shows. In other words, they actually, and I've been to all the conferences and I've been to all the meetings and talked to all the agents, they actually write the shows and they create what's called manufactured drama to give the soap opera effect to make you tune in episode after episode after episode. So I was like, when I learned that, I was like, man, that's really interesting, but that's really not what I'm about. I'm about positivity and excellence. So I want to kind of change the landscape, but still get people hooked on positive television that actually makes a difference.
Yeah, the True TV Network, their phrase, their catchphrase is not reality, actuality. And I could never figure out what that meant until I figured out every single show on their script. We have the towing show, Wizardwick, because was Wizardwick towing? My producer was giving me thumbs up. Yeah, no, I was really joking about that, about watching people backstab each other, but it's done on purpose. And, you know, one of the things I always say, if they were really trying to keep a secret from the other person, they sure wouldn't be saying it on national TV when it's being filmed, because, you know, the people are watching the episode and they're saying, wait, you pulled that dirty trick on me. Well, they're going to know sooner or later.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your show. Your show is a positive show. You don't allow that backstabbing. People aren't allowed to cheat to win. It's a really good show. I've been watching it on the computer here. And tell folks how they can watch it, too.
Fantastic. So the name of the show is called The Keynote. And it's an inspirational business reality television show. In fact, it's the first and only inspirational business reality television show based upon the number one fear in America. And so, of course, we all know the number one fear in America and Canada is still public speaking. People would rather be bitten by a spider, go on a scary roller coaster, you know, go through the zombie apocalypse and have to stand up and give a presentation, right? And so as a professional speaker, you know, I'm flabbergasted for years at, you know, I would travel all across the world, which I still do. And when people ask me what I do and I tell them, they're like, man, you do that for a living? I'm like, yeah, that's amazing, you know? And so I make a living doing the thing that people are the most scared of, which is very interesting to me. So it's like, I've been, just like you, Coach Pete, I'm a huge fan of reality television too. I have my shows that I love. I love, you know, Next Top Model, shows that actually have a mentoring component to them. And so what I did was about 2 years ago, I merged my passion for mentoring speakers, because I've been mentoring and coaching speakers and authors to help them get into the industry for about 10 years. And so about 2 years ago, I merged my passion for mentoring speakers and my passion for reality television together. And we started filming a pilot called The Keynote, and we took it to the big network, and they loved the show. They thought it was unique and different, but they said, Del, your show's too positive. And I never thought that I would get rejected for something being positive, but they said, you know, it doesn't have enough negative drama. Did anybody sleep together? Were there any affairs in your show? Did anybody throw furniture in that 20,000 square foot mansion? I mean, they asked me all these questions, and then they said, okay, hey, well, what if we replace you with T.D. Jakes, or what if we replace you with Tony Robbins? And I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm going to kind of pull a Sylvester Stallone here, because Sylvester Stallone believed enough in his movie Rocky that he wasn't willing to sell it to the networks unless he could star in his own movie. And he stuck by his guns until he got a movie production company to go along with picking up the script and basically letting him star in his own movie. And that's how Rocky's become one of the biggest, you know, movies of all time. So I was inspired by that. So I was like, okay, well, if Rocky could stick to his guns, I'm going to stick to my guns. I said, there's nobody better that can teach, coach, train speakers and authors than me, although I love and respect T.D. Jakes and Tony Robbins. They already have their own brands established. I'm still establishing mine. So I stuck to my guns, Pete, And I said, I'm going to produce this myself. We went and did crowdfunding. You're a financial expert, so I wasn't about to go into debt for a free online show. So I went and did a crowdfunding campaign, and we raised about $25,000 in 45 days online.
Nice.
And that gave us enough money to produce the show ourselves. 1 hour episodes. In fact, the last two episodes are about 90 minutes long. And it's incredible good television that you can watch with your business coworkers, colleagues, your friends, your neighbors, your kids. My two daughters, Miracle and Hope, are ages 8 and 10.
That's a great show. He's a great guy. And I look forward to seeing you more on Real TV, like the big networks coming up, De La Toro.
Thanks so much, Coach Pete. I appreciate it. It means a lot, man. And thank you for the amazing work you do to help everybody be financially free.
Name was De La Toro McNeil. And De La Toro, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Coach Pete.
Folks, we'll be right back after this.
It's time for a financial true or false. It's a good idea to set up your income tax withholdings so that you get a huge refund at the end of the year. Well, that's false. You're missing out on the interest you could earn by investing your extra money throughout the year.